All right, welcome into Commodity Talk. You know, it's great that they put it on the screen there right for me, because if they didn't, boy, I might say the wrong thing because there's too many shows that go through this small brain of mine. Thanks for tuning us in. I'm Scott Shelley, otherwise known as the Cowguy. Happy Monday to you. It's the 13th of April, and we're moving up on tax day. A lot of big refunds coming out there, folks. That's good news for us. Let's take a look at the overnight markets. We've got our guest analyst on the line. We've already been chatting. Let's talk about corn up 3¾ cents, beans down 1¼, double-digit gains in the wheat. We've got Chicago up 12½, Kansas City wheat's up 14¾. Well, we've got an 8½ cent gain in Minneapolis. Let's move over to crude oil up 7%, $7.50 better. 104.08 is last there. So more of the Straits of Hormuz issues, and that was what the market was worried about on Friday. Well, it came true. So here we are. We got oil up, and guess what that means? Yep, you got it. Equities down. Gold also down, $55 lower to $47.32. If we take a look at cotton, that's up 18 points to $75.51. That's getting a little bit better, by the way, sneakily getting better. And again, the S&P down 45. The Dow is, the NASDAQ's off 165, and the Dow's off almost 500, 490 points lower right now on my screen. Then the Russell's coming in 19 points lower as well. The dollar is getting stronger, 361 points stronger to 98.80, and that's got that 10-year yield on the run to the upside. And last I checked, it was at 435. So that's going to get you kind of started for the day. The other person that's going to start us for the day is our next guest analyst. It's Mr. Chip Nellinger, Blue Reef Ag Marketing in Morton, Illinois, or somewhere on the outskirts of Morton. Thanks for being on, Chip. Great to have you. We were talking off air. I got to put in the old, it's like the first play of the game again. Here we go. Stocks down, equities higher. Oil higher. But like I said to you, maybe you've got some insight to it, but it seems to me that just like anything else, we still have the war with Ukraine and Russia, but it's moved to the back pages. Are we starting to see that relationship kind of get tired out a little bit? There was a couple of days last week where we did out of a higher oil market and a higher equity market. We have earnings that are, we're kicking off basically the meat of the earnings season this week, and they're good and they're being revised higher. Could we see that relationship kind of get tired and maybe break?